producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yeah, the racist new Black Panther Party hates me. The white supremacists hate me. And the globalists that run the government hate me. Federal Reserve hates me. White House hates me. That must mean I'm doing a pretty good job here. Whole hour of overdrive. Some stations carry the fourth hour. I did 4 hours for years. I did 3 hours for like 12 years. Then I did 4 hours for about 5 years. The last few years, I have quit that and gone back to three because I'm too exhausted to finish all the administrative and research stuff after doing 4 hours. But today, I want to take call after call after call. I'll go to about 20 after. If David Knight wants to do it, he can come in for 40 minutes and take your calls and give his take. Chris in Florida, thank you so much for holding. We appreciate you joining us.
Well, Alex, you do tend to underestimate the assessment of the situation sometimes, and I know I called about the new Black Panther Party, but on hold you mentioned that fluoride negatively impacts blacks, and it's actually 5 to 6 times worse than whites and about 3 times for Mexican Americans.
I know. I was going with a very conservative estimate. You're right.
Sure, and that's the CDC and Dartmouth College. So, yeah, you know, just keep on showing your concern for the black community. Reverend Elvita King and who's the daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his niece, his daughter is Bernice, and his niece is Elvita, who say water fluoridation is a civil right, and
that's
South
right.
St. Louis County is being fluoridated.
So, that's right. We've had her on the show. You're right.
Great. Because it causes more criminality due to higher lead uptake, and sincere black leaders would be covering these kinds of things that you...
Yeah, no, it makes you mentally ill and aggressive, just like we saw Mr. Brown acting.
Indeed. And, we should do a hair mineral analysis and see what the deal is with that. Now, as for the new Black Panther Party, go to the ObamaFile.com and in the search bar enter Shabazz, S-H-A-B-A-Z-Z. That's the national director of the new Black Panther Party. And you'll see back in 2007 in Selma, Alabama, he made a campaign stop supporting Senator Obama. And you can see the photos with a uniform from Breitbart with another uniformed black new Black Panther Party member, along with Malik Zulu Shabazz. And in 2008, on Obama's own website, he thanked the endorsement from the new Black Panther Party. And it's really amazing that they won't even give out the White House login sheet to say whether the Malik Shabazz, who visited the White House several times, is the same as Malik Zulu Shabazz, the national director of the new Pinko Pansy Party. Now, we have Michelle Williams, if you remember, called for a bounty on George Zimmerman, just as a bounty has been called for on Darren Wilson. And Michelle Williams is the former chief of staff for the Tampa New Black Panther Party, locally here on a community-sponsored radio station. It's actually only about 70% community-sponsored, it turns out, called WMNF. They've been trying to rehabilitate her, Michelle Williams' reputation over the years. And
well, that's the big telltale sign that all these socialists and commie groups are trying to get stuff going nationwide over this. Because they're trying to prop up socialism. You know, it hadn't worked, so they want to make it now just racially based so folks still support their failed ideas. I mean, it is really a cold-blooded thing they're doing.
Indeed, and several, at least 5 of the different radio personalities, I called for the comment. I asked them to condemn Michelle Williams inciting a riot, which is the type of behavior that only an informant, a taxpayer-funded informant, could get away with.
Exactly. If you or I did that, we'd be arrested, and rightfully so. Why are these people allowed to criminally provocateur?
Well, because obviously the answer is, as a friend of mine took the approach of directly asking them that, have you ever worked for the FBI? And my friend Frank did that. And since then, she was actually burned, as will happen, of course, to the informants who do not come clean with their secret identities. She's serving 15 years of probation for attempting to sell a house that did not belong to her for 15
years. Well, that's right. All you informants, they will always burn you in the end if you're involved in dirty stuff. We'll be back.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hashtag Rick Ross, one of the top rappers in the world, reaches tens of millions of people every week, pushing fake, gang, mindless culture. The real Rick Ross, that the fake Rick Ross stole his identity, has called him out and challenged him. So, at hashtag Rick Ross from Real Alex Jones, retweet our tweet, but also attached to the hashtag Rick Ross we've been hijacking the last 2 weeks as a test. Remember we had Google bombs until they changed the algorithm to block us? We could have the number one search every day if we wanted it. We had that for a couple of years. I should have used it more wisely. Well, we are now taking over the hashtag Rick Ross. In fact, we already took over Colgate's for a while. And reach tens of millions? I'm not kidding here. Millions. We are now going to hijack hashtag Rick Ross. So tweet with hashtag Rick Ross the video that's at Real Alex Jones. It is key to get this out to everybody. It is absolutely essential that folks send that video out to their friends and to their family. Now, we're going to have Overdrive the rest of the hour taking phone calls. I'm leaving at the next segment. David Knight's going to be in here to take your calls, call after call, so you get a chance to get the word out to folks. Again, the video is the Real Rick Ross Challenge, and it's hashtag Rick Ross. The name of the video is the Real Rick Ross Challenge. Hashtag Rick Ross. I know most of our audience isn't into the Twitter thing. We're trying to reach the young people, the folks that are under this mind control, under this bondage, and we're successful doing it through these systems. Let's go ahead now and go to Boris in Arizona. You're on the air. Welcome.
Privyet, Comrade Alexander. The very essence of Ferguson is a giant paradox. You have peaceful protesters being harassed and bugged, while looters and armed thugs are free to do what they want at their own absurd will. Incidentally, you have Eric Holder and other demons provoking Ferguson. This is all very, very reminiscent of the Western-backed Kev riots. Tie this in with DUI checkpoints, free speech zones, pat-downs at the airport, Border Patrol internal checkpoints. I guess the question is, will the inevitable take place? But don't you worry. Don't you worry, Alex, because the answer to the stars will be right back. I can't even decipher the malarkey anymore, but I guess truth is stranger than fiction.
Man, we've had the best callers today. All of you guys and gals are like poets or something. But we've almost exclusively had men calling today. Maybe we should have some women calling. Some days it's all women. Some days all men. Some days a mix. 800-259-9231. Undoubtedly, this is a psyop. Undoubtedly, there is a lot of manipulation. I think because government, even if something organically happens, artificially tries to spin things in their direction. What is that direction? More militarization, more federalization, more division, more Balkanization. What else do you think is going on here? A smokescreen from all the amnesty, a smokescreen from Obamacare. And it gets Obama supporters back only thinking race instead of about how we're all being collectively screwed over.
Yeah, you make a very good cognizant point. Balkanization at its finest. I guess you've asked a couple times what you think the end game is. In my subjective viewpoint, I see the furtherization of the police state, new litigation to strip more civil liberties under the false pretense of safety. And I pray to God that, you know, it plays out to the contrary. But evidently, that's the way it looks like it's going. So I guess time will tell. But
God bless you, sir. Great points. Good to hear from you. One more article before I go back to calls. School expels 8-year-old whose mother refused to give her vaccine. Family doctor deemed unsafe. This is in Long Island now. So schools and hospitals, even when there's no law to take it, will now expel you and not give you the waiver form. This is because their whole vaccine system is collapsing. People know. There's a video report. I want to get this girl's family on, guys. Please try to get her. A showdown over vaccinations has erupted in a Long Island town after the mother of an 8-year-old was told by her doctor that a new school district rule requires children to get a booster shot at too young an age. See, doctors now are kind of creeping away from vaccines. They realize that the evidence is overwhelming, so it's like, oh, don't take too many, or back off, or go slower, because they've doubled and then tripled the amount of vaccines that people used to take in the 50s and 60s. So the problems are overwhelming. So the school said, we have a rule, like you can't play with a Nerf gun in your own backyard. If your neighbor sees, we're going to expel you. Well, you don't have any say over what you do at your house and a Nerf gun. See, it's all social engineering. And obviously, they're not even telling them that there's a waiver. I guarantee you, they're telling them it's the law and not telling them there's a waiver. It's not even a law. It's state health department policy through the Department of Health at the federal level down to the state, to the county, that it's policy rule that you take this. See, when Rick Perry said, it's the law, you got to take Gardasil, and I said, no, it's not the law. He put it on the list of recommended vaccines under school policy in the state of Texas. And it took people months to believe me. We were the spearhead of that. I'm proud of the fact we exposed it. Going, I'm telling you, here's the law. Here's the waivers. The law says you don't have to have a waiver. It's just that the school wants it for the health department. Blah, blah, blah. people were like, no, the governor wouldn't lie. It's the law. See, by having a governor do that, it had such authority, people went, man, Alex, you got to be, he wouldn't dare lie. See, but the bigger the lie, the harder it is to bring it down. But when you do, the harder it falls. And then it crushes a bunch of other lies around it. Like a meteor out of space, crushing what it hits, leaving a crater. When you talk to libertarians and conservatives, why do you not like Rick Perry? Because of his vaccine stuff. And Rick Perry has come out and said, I apologize, I should have handled that better. That's not perfect, but at least it's something. What about all the dead girls, Perry? Clear your conscience. Come out and speak out more. I know you listen to the show. Say it's wrong. Warn people. Don't have this on your conscience. Rick in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Loyal listener for years, and I love your show. I want to say that I did watch your interview a few weeks ago with the real Rick Ross. I thought that was one of the most powerful interviews that I've seen in a long time.
Well, thank you, brother.
It was excellent. With Ferguson, I do want to say that, you know, when Obama came on yesterday and asked for quiet and peace and peaceful protest, you know, who was he speaking to? Because, you know, everyone that was there to protest or riot was already out on the streets. They weren't listening to Obama making his speech. They could have cared less.
It was only meant to make him look like he's a peacemaker when he's got the Justice Department in there and MSNBC winding everybody racially up.
Absolutely, I agree. And, you know, I was watching at 2 o'clock in the morning when they announced, when the chief came on and said, you know, we didn't have enough people or resources. And he said, I think he said something like, we need 10,000 people to take care of this.
Bull, if they had police every half block or whatever, in body armor, keeping their heads down on rooftops, you know, have a squad car around the corner, have people on rooftops, you see somebody with a gun, you just shoot them. I mean, you put guys on the roofs with sniper rifles, and you see somebody out there shooting the guns at people, you kill them. And you can have a video camera on the gun, videotape it, there's no debating it, you release it. Why didn't they just go ahead and let, the cop get charged, just like the Zimmerman deal, so that it would come out, so that it would show all the evidence? Why did they sit on it from the beginning when they knew they had all these witnesses? See, I'm telling you, man, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. Anything else, Rick?
I just believe that this has all been staged, and, you know, anyone that believes that this is anything more than a show of the federal government taking over our rights and policing us to a point where we no longer can even believe in anything that they have to say or do is, you know, you deserve it if you believe this stuff, because this is absolutely insane. I've never seen anything like this before in my life.
All right. God bless you. Great job. We appreciate your call. I just say that, great job of the callers, because they are just great callers. Let's talk to Beth in Arizona. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was looking at the pictures from the protests going on, and there was a picture in D.C., and I always have a habit of looking at the bottom of the protester sign to see who their sponsor is. Well, this one group in D.C., the sponsor was AnswerCoalition.org.
Yeah.
So I pull it up, and at the bottom of the page it says, find a demonstration here. And it also says, be sure to circulate this important appeal by veterans to members of the Missouri National Guard, calling on them to stand with Ferguson protesters, not the police. So when you click on the link to find a protest, it takes you to another page called marchforward.org. This is veterans. If you scan down the page, it's all veterans that are either currently serving or have served in all branches of military that seem to be anti-imperialist, anti-government.
Yeah, yeah. How do you think the weatherman ended up recruiting Grathwald? Because he was a Green Beret. That's who they always want to get. And if you look at these groups, the signs are communist and socialist groups that are trying to get this going. I mean, this, I'm telling you, Obama is trying to test and see if he can use this, like Trayvon Martin, to try to get a clash going, And it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And I don't know whether they want to have a communist takeover, whether they want to have a fascist takeover. You know, they may have the problem and then use the police, or they may actually overthrow the system. I mean, who knows? It's just Katie bar the door. Everybody should be digging into who's behind trying to get this stuff, you know, these so-called protests going. Send us your tips at showtips@infowars.com. But, yes, really interesting points. Help us do the research, showtips@infowars.com. We just looked up one group, and it's basically a communist group. You go to their website, they got red flags. That's who got them to go march on the White House last night. And, again, it's their First Amendment right. They're just hijacking this to use it.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of silver bullet colloidal silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality silver bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show and Overdrive. I'm David Knight. I'm going to be taking your calls. We wanted to get your response, so I'm going to continue this through the rest of the hour. Before I do, I just want to say that what we should be having right now is a national conversation on excessive police violence. We've been covering this over and over and over again, and yet they've deliberately manipulated this into a conversation that is strictly going to be about racism. That's what's happening right now. When you look at what they did last night, remember that when these riots initially happened in the aftermath of the shooting, and I think the thing that viscerally set everybody off about this was leaving the body in the street for so long, unattended, making it look as though they had absolute contempt for Michael Brown. But remember that when they were having these protests, these demonstrations, violence, when our reporters were there the first time, they told everybody, protest all you want, but don't be here after dark. They knew that was when the riots were always taking place, at precisely the time they released this. This was calculated to incite violence. We had an indictment decision early in the day. We had it at 1 o'clock. They had told the schools in the past, when they first started this long, drawn-out grand jury procedure, they had told the schools, we will notify you if it's a weekday within 3 hours of the grand jury. We'll give you 3 hours notification so you can make preparations at the schools. Well, of course, they canceled the schools this week. Nevertheless, they waited 7 or more hours before they released this, waited until 8 p.m. when it was as early as possible, yet totally dark. That's what they wanted to do. They engineered this. Let's go to your comments. Jason in Texas, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hey, David. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I had a quick question. Not really a question, but a comment. I read in the, I think it was the Free Beacon a couple days ago, that Obama had called for some sort of civil air patrol to buzz the White House. I think it was between the hours of 12 and 2. My thought is, was he doing this because of his lack of, he didn't really believe in his security on the ground, and for seeing this Michael Brown verdict coming out and the protesters gathering in Washington, was this kind of a safety blanket that he was trying to put into place just in case people were trying to scale the fences, so to speak?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen that report, and quite frankly, I don't think Obama is worried about this not working, you know, about taking some heat for this. He wants this. I think they stretched this thing out for an incredibly, incredibly long period of time. This prosecutor, who is a Democrat, I think stretched this thing out because they have been trying to play the race card for this election all along. They knew they were going to take a beating. Nobody was happy with Obama's policies. The only thing they had going was exactly what Landrieu, who was running for reelection, the senator, the female senator in Louisiana, said. They don't like women, and they don't like blacks. That's why they're angry at me and Obama. We elected Obama twice. She got elected 3 times. They're trying to make it about sexism, about racism. That's the only thing they can fall back on. So I think this falls perfectly within the plans of things that he would like to see happen, quite frankly. They have engineered this. They want the police to believe that this is a war zone. More importantly, they want the public to believe that we need to fully militarize our police. This is what they're selling everybody. This is the rules of engagement, that they live in a war zone, that they need to shoot first and keep shooting until their gun is empty. That's what they've been training the police in the last few years. They have radically changed the rules of engagement for the police. It is coming from Washington, and it is a militarization of the police. Did you have anything else you wanted to comment?
I did. I was just going to say, make a comment. Do you think by the military standing down in Ferguson and letting, you know, the looters and the people that are, you know, shooting the guns off, are they trying to make a strong case for December 24th with the UN Small Trade Treaty, you know, trying to persuade the powers that be to say, hey, look, you know, we've got this law.
Certainly with everything. Yeah, as one of the callers earlier pointed out, who was a longtime fireman, you know, this is kind of a rope-a-dope. You know, let's stand back. Let's let them riot. We're not going to get in their way if they want to burn down a building, if they want to loot a building. We'll kind of let this roll for one night. Everybody take your pictures. We'll let that percolate in the media. And then today they come down with an iron fist. It's probably what we'll see happen. It's the same strategy they're doing with Ebola, if you'd look at it. They want Ebola to be brought into this country. They don't want to have any quarantine, but boy, they've got the rules and regulations to hammer us with a medical tyranny if this, once this thing gets out of hand. They want disorder. They want chaos. They want crisis. That's the way they grow their government. Thanks, Jason. Let's go to John in Kentucky. John? Oh, wait, we're going up to a commercial break. We're going to be right back with John in Kentucky, Jeremy in Michigan, and several more that are on the line. Hang on, we'll be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon iodine and your super meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nixon iodine, or DNA Force, super male vitality, super female vitality, lung cleanse, fluoride shield, oxy powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here. We're in Overdrive. We're taking your calls. We want to get your reactions to what's going on in Ferguson. It's a huge watershed event because there are some real systemic problems here. And of course, racism is an element here. It definitely is falling disproportionately on black people, but just like the war on drugs, it also falls disproportionately on black people. It affects all of us. It destroys our justice system. Any of us can be shot dead by the police, and they can essentially get away with it with these different rules of engagement. We need to have outside oversight. What you just saw with this grand jury process, this secretive process, was not a real trial.
There was not a jury. There was not openness. There was not transparency. Usually it is a pro forma process. It goes through, doesn't take very long. They stretched this, something that usually takes less than a day, they stretched into 3 months or more than 3 months. This is something that is very unusual. It's very unusual for the defendant to testify at all before a grand jury. Why? Because there's no, he cannot have his lawyer. There's nobody there but the prosecutor. And so Darren Wilson, the defendant, testified. He gave over 4 hours of testimony. Very unusual situation. It almost makes it look like the prosecutor doesn't want to prosecute, doesn't it? We need to have this conversation, yet this, because the way this is handled, I believe they have deliberately manipulated this in order to feed racism. We have seen many other cases, and we haven't seen the kind of turnout in blatant, clear-cut situations where the man was killed, had absolutely no guilt. We had that in the Walmart situation where you had someone call in 911 and say that a guy is waving a gun around Walmart. They show up. He's got a BB gun from Walmart that he's about to purchase in one hand and the phone in the other. They shoot him dead. Yet there's no prosecution, no indictment against the officer. He says, we came in responding to what we were told on 911. Yet there is nothing done to the guy who made the false call either. We have the video footage showing that he didn't threaten anybody, showing that he was shot before he was given an opportunity to set the toy gun down. Yet nothing has been done. Not even the person who essentially yelled fire in a crowded theater, the guy who made the 911 call. No charges have been brought against him either. There are serious problems with this system, and it goes far beyond one group or another. We go back to the famous quote from Pastor Martin Niemöller from the Nazi regime. He said, they came against this group, I didn't do anything. Came against that group, I didn't do anything because I wasn't a member of those groups. And then they came against me and there was nobody left. That is precisely the situation we see here. If we're going to fall back into this group against that group, it's not about that. It's not even about everybody versus the police. They're going to fall prey to this as well. Now, I want to go back to your calls, but before we do, I want to let you know this hour is brought to you by the Alex Jones, InfoWarsLife.com. And we have about a week left of Silver Bullet at the rate that it's going. We're going to run out probably of Secret 12 today. And it takes a long time to get these things back in. We get them in one batch of a time, especially Silver Bullet. It could take us at least 6 weeks to get that back in. It's very difficult and dangerous to make it in the high concentrations of 30 parts per million that we have here. It's in a deionized water base. It's free of toxic artificial additives. There's never been a more important time to have a powerful and clean form of colloidal silver within reach for you and your family. Go to InfoWarsLife.com to order your Silver Bullet now or call 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-1139. With cold season upon us and various other things that you need to be protected against in this time of year, it's a great time to stock up on these things that can help you fight infection, things that can build your immune system. So again, Secret 12 is going to sell out today, and probably at the rate things have been going, we're going to be out of Silver Bullet within a week, and it's going to take us probably at least 6 weeks to get that back in. Let's go to your calls. I want to get some more of your reactions. Let's go to John in Kentucky. John?
Yes, David. How are you doing?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
I was calling in about comment on Ferguson. I think it really is like a testing ground of what they're going to, you know, spread across the rest of the country. Because like you were saying earlier, they really haven't had a bigger reaction to this type of situation like they have here.
Yeah, it gives them a chance to use their new toys. It gives them a chance to use their new rules of engagement. It gives them a chance to try it out. And we have been a testing ground for their propaganda manipulation through the press, because they have deliberately made this particular case where you've got a situation where possibly the officer was justified at some level to use force. Whether or not it was fully justified, I believe they should have had an indictment of probable cause from the grand jury. I think they should have had an open, transparent trial, because here's the system. We have the officer's guilt or innocence is not as important as the system's guilt or innocence. Everyone is rightfully questioning whether or not we have a legitimate system. And we need to see that the system is capable of opening, of openly operating and being transparent and putting all of its cards on the table. We should have had a trial. We could have seen the exculpatory evidence brought out little by little. People could have discussed it as it was going along. They could have stood this thing down. Instead, they kept it secret in a grand jury operation. And then when they released it, they released the verdict at 8 p.m., calculated to cause riots. I believe this is a deliberate approach. Do you believe that was what they were trying to do when they did it at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, I agree with you there. I agree with Alex on the fact that they are using, like, berets or Delta Force or something there because they just don't add up.
And, oh, absolutely.
And another thing I was wanting to tell you guys about is my, like, in my small town, Mount Sterling, Kentucky, like, it's a pretty small town. I mean, you know, we got Lexington and everything else around, and there ain't as many people here. But there's been, like, a lot of, I think they're about to do something here, because there's been, like, a lot of military activity, CIA vehicles, like, numerous other kind of agencies here, and just, like, weird things been going on. Too many, like, military vehicles and helicopters.
Well, I can tell you that you're seeing militarization all over the country, and it is really a national problem. As well, as I said, the rules of engagement that we're seeing from the police. Thank you, John. Let's move on to Jeremy in Michigan. Jeremy. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hey, David. Yeah, I just wanted to applaud you for at least mentioning that this some of this has something to do with race, because all I've seen, and what's quite frankly appalling, is the level of insensitivity to the fact that black people have been disproportionately incarcerated, as well as Latinos, harassed and beaten by the police. And, you know, this there's not enough credit given to the organic nature of this whole protest. And this whole outrage, what's really not a protest, which is really just rioting and acting crazy, is because of the fury, because a lot of people don't understand what it's like to be black and discriminated against. And as a black man, you know, having been discriminated on plenty of times, and every other black person I've known at some point, it's a deep feeling of hurt and rage that comes with it, because you just want to, you know, be respectful and get along with people. And no matter how respectful you are, just as we saw with the cop on the East Coast, when the guy got out of his truck just trying to get his license and just gunned down, you know, it's that kind of thing. No matter how respectful you are, even after getting shot, calling them sir, you're still looked at as someone who has to be something wrong with it. And that's, quite frankly, even with Alex Jones, surprisingly enough, someone who I've seen just a year ago protesting and the police harassing him. And he, you know, here he goes, here I am getting assaulted. He knows exactly, you know, what.
Well, and that's just it. It's not, you know, certainly, as I said before, there is a component of racism in this. And you cannot deny that when you see that it is 10 times or 12 times or more. 80% of the people who go to jail and for marijuana possession actually serve time are black. You don't see the same kinds of conviction rates with the rest of the population that you see with blacks for marijuana, for example. And, of course, the shootings, it's a much, much higher rate. It's so far out of proportion, you have to acknowledge that that's an element of it. But if they divide us along racial lines, none of us will be safe. That's the way that we don't get anything changed, is that they divide us from that. I cannot even imagine how you as a black man feels by this. I get a little bit of a taste of it when I see people who are here as illegal aliens essentially getting a pass when they do things in traffic. We've had people in my family now hit twice, and these are illegal aliens, and basically they don't even get a ticket. They just tell them to go ahead and go. So that infuriates me. That's a very minor thing compared to what's happening to the black people in this country. And, you know, that is something where people who are not citizens of this country are getting a preferential treatment. We see it with the welfare that they receive coming in as illegal immigrants. We see it with their legal status, even on the streets. And that is something where they get, and it's not even a racial thing. It's not even a Hispanic thing. That's a citizen versus non-citizen thing. If you're a white, black, Hispanic citizen, you're not going to get the same kind of treatment as an illegal alien does on the road. So that makes me angry. I can only imagine if there's the kind of disproportionate actions with black people in terms of shootings, in terms of incarceration for the war on drugs. But we can't fall into that trap. That's what they want us to do. They want to pit one group against the other. We need to take on this system. And that's why I said earlier, Jeremy, that what people needed to see was they needed to see that the system was honest. And I'm not convinced that it was. And I think they deliberately kept it hidden, kept it in the dark the entire process, then released the verdict in the dark, literally, to try to foment this kind of race war. And now we see that's all that people want to talk about is the race aspect of it. It was a black man who was shot in Walmart with a BB gun that he was going to buy from Walmart and a phone in his hand. That was something where that was a clear case. He was not doing anything wrong. We had the videotapes from the store. Something needed to be done about that. And ask yourself why we didn't see that many protests there in that area. There's a few people that are protesting it. One of the major protests, they've had the student organization protesting that there in outside of Dayton, Ohio. The second group that was there was open carry. And I saw a video of that. And almost all the people in that open carry rally were white people because they understood that if they could get shot down merely having a gun in their hands, the police feel justified because they don't get indicted shooting a man in a Walmart with a BB gun in his hand. They can shoot these guys who have a real gun, and it's an open carry state. They can shoot them down in the street if they feel like it. All they have to say is, I felt like I was threatened. Let me have your comment on that.
Right, right. And you never... It seemed like it is selective as far as which one they choose, but at the same time, it's the incident itself which causes the outrage. And so it has to be, one has to be chosen. I mean, it doesn't matter to me which one because they're all bad. So, I mean, I don't feel like it's a selective process as far as what they pick and choose, which ones to talk about and protest about or I'll shout and gets up and makes a big deal about, because there's so many instances that it has to start somewhere. So,
well, yeah, but let's go back to the Walmart. Okay, you had a white officer who killed this black man in the store who was not doing anything whatsoever. And they go through and they have an indictment. I mean, we didn't see the national mainstream media really talking about this much. You didn't see Eric Holder there. You didn't see Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson there. They could have made the same case that he was shot down because he was black and it was a white officer. They didn't do it. They picked the case where there was going to be some ambiguity. They waited a long time to talk about the exculpatory evidence about Darren Wilson. They waited a long time to start dribbling that out. Then they had, for several months, they had a secretive trial, and then they release all of it after dark at the precise time they know people want to riot. This thing is this was engineered to create race riots from the very beginning, I believe. It was not there to really talk about the real problems of racism or to talk about the real problems of excessive use of police force.
The whole thing, it looks very corrupt, and I mean, you could just feel it happening, and I said when I was watching it on TV, I said, you know what, Satan won tonight, because when you look, all you see is the images of anarchy and fire, and
yes.
it looked as if it was Satan having his way and showing the world that no matter how much you may want justice or what you think is right, no matter what side you're on, tonight is all about anarchy.
Yes.
And I feel like a lot of those, I don't like how it's the two-sided media where you got Fox News who automatically will promote, George Zimmerman or Darren Wilson, and you have MSNBC who will automatically get on the side of the Mike Browns. And it separates people just having those two stations battling mm-hmm. each day. And, yeah. I mean, you know, if you feel like getting enraged.
It's the left-right paradigm. It's the left-right. They give you two choices, both of which are controlled from the top. And they have those two forces pick an issue and fight against each other, so you can pick one side or the other. They're not going to talk about the real substantive third issue, which is excessive police violence. They're going to, if they talk about it at all, they'll talk about it in the context of racism and racism alone. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Let's go to, I want to try to get everybody a chance here, Zachary in Florida. Zachary, go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I was calling about the Ferguson riots. I think they're actually kind of justified due to the fact that everybody is so angry. Everybody is so fed up at how the government has been treating us. And in our Constitution, it says we are allowed to dismantle our government if it's not working.
which it's not. But if we try to dismantle it, we're automatically branded as terrorists or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. And, I agree. Let me kick in there with a different example, okay? Now, as one of the callers was talking about earlier in our live coverage, we had Joe Biggs there last night. We had there was a man. He was yelling at the top of his lungs obscenities at the cops, and he had a gun on his side. But he was not pointing the gun at them. He did not shoot first. He was telling them, if you shoot, we're going to shoot back. Let me compare this to the Bundy Ranch. Because of the Bundy Ranch, they had a clear objective. They did not wait a long time to let the government get ahead of this thing. And they made it clear that they were willing to take a bullet, if necessary, to get what they wanted. And what they wanted was for the police to stand down. They were sick and tired of seeing their neighbors brutalized over a period of a couple of weeks. And so you had ranchers come together in defense of that. They had an objective where they could get the cattle back. But it was really about standing up to the police and saying, you're not going to do this to us. I saw a clip of one of the older cowboys who had come over from Arizona, he considered himself to be a neighbor because the distances there are so great. But he said, you're not going to taser a man on a horse. We saw you taser women, take them down from behind, but you're not going to taser a man on a 1,000-pound animal. You're going to have to shoot him off. You're going to have to shoot me off of this horse. We're not going to stand for this anymore. That's what people need to do. They need to stand up. They need to do it peacefully. They need to have leaders who are going to stand up and put a legitimate face on this. And that's why we need to work with our people at the local level, at the state level, to stand up to this federal tyranny, because that's where these rules of engagement are coming from. It's not that Eric Holder is going to do anything to stop this. They're the ones who are feeding this kind of rules of engagement. It's coming from Washington, militarizing the police. We'll be right back. Take some more your calls in the next segment. Stay with us.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We've been in overdrive for nearly an hour trying to take people's calls on this Ferguson issue. Let's go quickly so we can go through everybody, as many people as we can here. Let's go to Matt in Louisiana. Matt? Hello, Matt. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead. Quickly.
My issue on Ferguson, the whole thing seemed really strange. From, you know, the time they started it, the random bullets, I didn't hear about any victims, the time of the fires, you know, it all seemed kind of fake and, you know, like set up.
Yeah, I believe so, too. I think that they've done everything that they can from the very beginning to exacerbate this to, in terms of the timing of when they released evidence that would have shown that the officer acted at least in some degree to self-defense, if not totally. They took a very long time to do that. And, of course, the timing in which they released this was just the icing on the cake to do this at 8 o'clock. Just amazing to me. Did you have any other comment?
Yeah, you said about the guy in Walmart. The reason why I think, you know, they don't blow up about, you know, that like they did to Ferguson is because, you know, the protests and, you know, all the random looting and the violence actually makes the police look in a way better.
Yes.
For this whole situation. And if they would bring it up on, like, the case in Walmart, of course, there's no way that would make us look bad because, you know.
Absolutely.
We
have to be smart about how we pick our battles, and we have to be smart about how we fight our battles. And to do this, they are basically fighting on their terms, and that is making the police look as if it's necessary to have full-on militarization, that they're the only thing standing between you and race riots, when they have fomented these race riots, in my opinion, from the very beginning of the way they released this. Thank you, Matt. Let's move on quickly. Truth Raider in Oregon, you said you had three words to describe this. I'm going to give you a shot. Go ahead, three words.
David, hey. Have you ever heard of Mae Brussel? A legendary broadcaster back in the early 1970s through the 1980s.
No, not familiar with him.
She describes it very best. You can go online on YouTube and type in Mae Brussel broadcast. And she was legendary. She was one of those that broadcasted all this material a long time ago. Three words that she coined. Divide and conquer.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's about creating a dichotomy here. You've got, you've got a thesis and an antithesis, right? That's what they have always done. That's what the Democrats and the Republicans are about. That's why they only want to give us two parties. So everything has to be broken into these phony two choices, and that's what they're doing right now. They're portraying this as a race war. And, of course, you need bigger, stronger, more militarized police departments to protect you from this race war. Thank you, Truth Raider. Let's quickly move on to Josh in Virginia. Josh.
Hey, Mr. Knight, it's an honor to speak with you. I'm an admirer of your work.
Well, thank you.
Just wanted to, I know we don't have much time, but I wanted to briefly touch on the protests going on around the country that seem to have been censored so far today.
Yes.
We were watching live streaming New York City. They took over the Triborough Bridge, and it was citizen journalists right there on the front line where we were able to watch this, just enthralled all night. And then, you know, the next day my wife has family in New York. They knew nothing about it. They weren't reporting on it. There were scenes in Oakland of the protesters and the cops literally pushing against one another, a very volatile situation. So part of this DHS exercise, I believe, is media control once again, because the paper tiger is starting to be revealed. And like the previous caller was saying, people almost just need a reason now. They're so fed up. And
yes,
a trigger event could happen, maybe not now, because, again, this was all state-managed, it looks like, from the get-go. But if something really were to happen and people were to take to the streets, power really does lie with the people, and you were able to see it only through the social media of the
That's
citizen,
true. That's true. Thank you, Josh. Yeah, there are some links up on Drudge about protests that are going on in other parts of the country. And, of course, there was a grievous shooting this weekend in New York. Now, that's it for today. But join us tonight. We're going to have the nightly news live at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. More reports from Ferguson and our reporters who are there. Join us then.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
You let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.